We must be strong witnesses of the truth of God. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Reverend Fathers, dear faithful, we've come to the culmination of another school year. We can look for our graduates. The hard work, the many years of schooling has paid off on this day for them, that they have graduated now. They will be. And so it is a big moment in their lives, but in some ways it's also kind of a beginning of another chapter in life. And so that's where then for them, it's important for us to pray for them, that they do become strong witnesses to the truth of God. They might remember that as part of a quote I gave them on their final exam, the last essay that they had to write for me. And I think it's important to understand what the Catholic historian Louis Valot meant by this essence of being a witness to God. When he talked in there about building for eternity, and I think that's one of the steps, one of the things that God willing that the school has helped to try to give to them, is building that foundation that you started at home, that we continue at school, a solid foundation for them, to then to go out into the world or whatever vocation that God is calling them to. But ultimately, whatever vocation it may be, that they are building for their eternity. They are building for when God calls them from this life. And so we can say that they're also building, in a sense, a legacy of how they want to be remembered. Of how at the end of their lives, do they want to be remembered to their family, their friends, the people around them? And so that's what I say, that it's just another chapter in their life. That yes, it's a great day for them, that they close out their schooling here. And regardless of how many years they spent here, but I think it's important for us to also to recognize and to see of how, yes, this chapter is closed, but it opens the door to the next. The next chapter in their life, and as I say, God only knows what vocation He may be calling them to. But then it's important for them to see how much they have learned, and then also how much they will put into practice. The principles that have been given to them by you, their families, by the school, and that it must continue on. Louis Valot also said in there, he said, by building for eternity, we are building also for our time, which is true. That yes, as we build for our own soul, for our own judgment, it is also helping to establish for those that are come behind them. Those that see their example, those that see. And so I think that's what's important for them today to understand, to look at, to think about. But as they have finished this part, okay, now what is next? What will be next for them to build on? Just a little while ago, I was reading the book on the story of a family. You might be familiar with that, the story of St. Teresa Lisieux and her family. And the fact that it made an impression in terms of both her parents wanted to become a religious. But obviously we see that was not God's will for them. But then from that, they ended up having 9 children. 4 died very young. The 5 remaining children that they had all entered the religious life. And now we see that the parents are canonized themselves. They have a daughter who is canonized. So you can see what was built on in that family life. And yes, strong witnesses to the truth of God. They answered the call of God. So yes, even though maybe they wanted to become religious, the parents themselves, it wasn't God's will for them, but then therefore they would raise religious. And so in a way we can look in through time and see the legacy that they left. A legacy of one, the parents being saints, a daughter being canonized, the others joining the religious life. And so that to me then shows what they were trying to build. The household was one that was ordered, it was disciplined, was one that was also holy. That the parents had the understanding of what they were trying to do for their children. That they were raising them to become saints. And so that's what I would say when we look at Catholic education, that is what truly we were trying to do. We are trying to help and to form the children as saints. Through their education, through their learning of their faith, through preparing them for their next step, whether it is working out in the world, being single, being married, a religious vocation, that we try to help prepare them for that. And so that is the building that we try to do. You give them the principles, and God willing, that they live after that according to those principles. Being strong witnesses to the truth of God. Living their Catholic faith out amongst the world. So as I say, I think it helps us to then see the examples of Catholic families, of helping us to look and to see how they put it into practice, what they learned, what they gained. And so that becomes then the end result for us. And that's what I've told the children countless times. The success of the school depends on if they practice their faith after they leave. That tells us whether we have a successful school or not. And I would say, obviously, we kind of are celebrating the 20 years of the school, that you see how many of the alumni come back, helping with work days or helping coming back for different ceremonies or different things. But it definitely shows the formation that has been given, certainly previous to my coming here. I may look like I've been here for 20 years, but I haven't. But I think that's where then you see a success of a school. And so that must be our prayer then for our dear graduates today, that they continue and carry on that torch, that they continue to live according to the principles that they learned in the school, in their families, that they continue to build for their time, build for eternity. And that will then also, I think, help the younger ones of the school see that. And that example that they give, yes, that will be something that will help them. I will conclude with Louis Veuillot one last thing that he says, our testimony will survive. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.